It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. The Columbus Blue Jackets held a vigil to honor NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew, who were killed nearly a week ago by a suspected drunk driver. Close to 500 miles away, a memorial for the two grows in South Jersey. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
Our hearts are shattered into a million pieces. There's no doubt about that.
In Columbus, Ohio, hockey fans held candles and had a period of silent reflection for their star forward, Johnny Gaudreau, and his brother, Matthew. Their tragic deaths have been something people across the country have felt personally, especially here in South Jersey.
As a parent, you know, when I see those boys, I see my own kids. And when my boys and our kids see Maddie and Johnny and everything that they achieve, they see themselves.
Kim Wright's sons play ice hockey and have played at Hollydale Ice Arena in Sewell, a familiar place for the Gaudreau family. Owner of the arena, Jim Mackey, says the two have been an inspiration to skaters at the rink. As Johnny played in the NHL, Matthew returned to his South Jersey roots after playing 5 years of minor league hockey. He became a coach at both Gloucester Catholic High School and at Hollydale.
You know, our junior hockey players run from 16, 17 to 20 years old. They all aspire to play college hockey and possibly beyond, and Maddie had done just that.
Their father also worked at the arena for many years, teaching skills of the game.
Outside the front doors of Hollydale, a memorial filled with dozens of hockey sticks, flowers, notes, and water bottles grows by the hour. Locally, a vigil at Gloucester Catholic is planned for Friday night. State House Republicans hosted a hearing in Bucks County to highlight what they say are shortcomings of Pennsylvania's stalking laws. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County Republican State Rep Shelby Labs.
Many of our laws in this Commonwealth do not effectually protect victims of stalking, especially victims where they have no connection to the stalker.
Bucks County DA Jen Shorn testified at the hearing about a case out of Bedminster Township where a woman was stalked by a stranger for years, but Shorn says law enforcement couldn't step in because of the wording of the current law.
Because he was surreptitiously stalking her, his intent wasn't to cause emotional distress. He had a far more deviant intent. His intent was to pursue her for his own sexual gratification, and perhaps worse, given what was ultimately found in his possession when he was arrested.
After what police say was more than 1,000 hours spent on the investigation, a warrant was issued for the man's arrest. When he was caught outside the woman's home, he had a gun, duct tape, binoculars, and a box of condoms in his car.
The fact that they're limited for adults to former intimate partners or current intimate partners is a huge, huge concern and something that needs to be remedied.
At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As the Philadelphia Fringe Festival kicks off today, the organization behind it, Fringe Arts, announced a new CEO. KYW's Sabrina Boyd Circus spoke with their incoming leader.
Nell Bong Jensen will oversee fundraising, marketing, human resources, and facilities as the new CEO and producing director of Fringe Arts. She most recently worked as artistic director at Theater Horizon in Norristown, but she says the Fringe Festival is part of what inspired her to start her career in Philadelphia theater.
When I graduated college, I stuck around after graduation to make a show for the Fringe Festival. And I think Fringe Arts has been this institution that's been sort sort of the beating heart of the Philly artist scene.
One of her goals in her new position is to bring more people back to the theater, particularly to see new risk-taking works.
Philly is such a gem in the arts and culture scene, and yet a lot of Philadelphians aren't even aware this is happening in their own city. My focus is really going to be, how do we widen our doors to reach more people with this work, to find the art being made in the scrappy corners of the city, and to celebrate it for everybody.
Bong Yensen will start her new role in October. In the meantime, this year's Fringe Festival is underway, featuring over 300 shows and experiences in Philadelphia throughout the month of September. Sabrina Boyd-Circa, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vikram Agupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.